Well, Iranians are going to the polls on Friday. It's a much anticipated election. The hardliners have been in power for about 4 years, and in those 4 years, Iran has become a pariah state. President Ahmadinejad has mismanaged the economy. He has had a very confrontational posture towards the West, towards the international community, and the population in Iran are ready for a change. It's really hard to know who will win the election, of course. It's really close to call. The reformists have been mobilizing quite significantly, and they've been tapping into the energy of this younger generation of voters. The fact that Mousavi, who represents the reformist camp now, the fact that he has managed to gain the endorsement of former President Khatami is encouraging for the reformist camp. But on the downside, the reformist camp is divided between two candidates. And that has that runs the risk of splitting the reformist vote. Prospects for change are very positive. First of all, as I mentioned, the population is ready for a change, and the changing international environment allows for that degree of optimism. In the past, Iran had always managed to point to the American foreign policy, point to the United States and relations with Israel as a problem in the region. The Iranian government had been accusing the U.S. of being a bully in international affairs, and policies pursued by President George W. Bush in a way justified that accusation. With the change in Washington, with Obama in power, there has been a change of attitude, a change of mood, which does facilitate a change in Iran. The hardliners in Iran can no longer point to America as a bully and try to rally the wagons, to circle the wagons, if you like. President Obama made a personal appeal to the people of Iran on 21st of March, which is the Iranian New Year. And in that speech, he talked about the great Iranian civilization, his respect for Iranian people, the contribution that Iranians have made to world peace and world civilization. These are all very important gestures to be made by American president. It's quite unprecedented. And that effectively disarms the hardliners when they want to look and refer to the American, to the United States, as a threat and as a bully. I think people of Iran are responding to President Obama's charm offensive, if you want to call it that. People of Iran appreciate that there has been a genuine change in U.S. policy. The fact that President Obama refused to take on the Israeli agenda last month when there was a meeting between Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Obama to isolate Iran as the problem in the region, as the big problem in the region. This tells a lot to people who are watching Washington, people in Iran. President Obama is obviously concerned about Iranian nuclear ambitions, but by the same token, he is putting that problem within the broader context of Middle East. So it's not just one problem dominating the whole region. It's one among many. And that is I believe that's the right approach to regional politics. Iran has a very young population. That's due to the population boom following the revolution. Now we have people who are in 20s and 30s with no experience of the revolution. So they don't really carry that degree of anti-Americanism that characterized the Iranian revolution in 1979. That segment of population is very much open to dialogue and rapprochement with the international community, and especially with the United States. It's that segment of community that is voting for the reformists and are asking for change. I think even within the United States, there has been a growing concern among many in policymaking circles that Washington's image is being tarnished because of its very close ties with the Israeli government. There have been accusations, even books published by academics in America who said that Washington is allowing its foreign policy to be made in Israel. And this doesn't serve the interests of the United States. So there's been a debate going on even within the United States as to how much should U.S. foreign policy dovetail Israeli policies. With the shift in U.S. policy, I think these debates are going to continue, and that's the nature of foreign policy making.